please. Case number 10,313, Patricia M. Quinn, east of Kings Highway, south of Road 269, Clay Road, being lot one, a variance from the front yard setback and side yard setback requirements.
State your name and residence for the record.
Patricia Quinn, 34174 Clay Road in Lewis, Delaware.
Okay, and do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, members of the board. My name is Norman Barnett. I'm with the law firm of Chauvin Barnett, and I represent Ms. Quinn. You have her application before you. As you can see from the application, she's seeking two variances. First is a side yard variance, 6.3 feet from the required 10-foot right side setback, and a variance on the front yard setback from the 40-foot setback, a 7.6 foot variance. We had attached a letter from my partner, which basically laid out what happened here. Ms. Quinn bought this property in 2003. The property is an older home on Clay Road. It predated zoning, and a survey was done and approved by planning and zoning. At that time, there was the side yard setback on the house was 3.7 feet at the front of the house. And in 2007, Ms. Quinn did a renovation of the house, and her builder apparently followed the lines of the original house. What had happened is basically she just added on to the house, and it's a little longer now. But at that time, the builder was not aware of the fact that a variance would have to be sought in order to comply with the county zoning. Also in the process, the front yard hasn't changed any. It's still the same as it was under the original when she first bought it, which predated the house predated zoning, because of the side yard setback and the addition, we felt it probably be appropriate to also seek a variance of the front yard as well. And one thing you don't have before you, she had gotten the neighbors on the right-hand side of the house where the side yard setback is being requested, and they signed a letter basically saying that they do not oppose it. The neighbors on the other side were not in town. She wasn't able to find them to sign the letter, but the letter was made out for both of them. We'll go ahead and submit that if we could.
You sure can.
Thank you.
And also we have a few pictures which basically show the house as it exists now, also the side yard. Questions, that's basically all that we have at this time.
Yeah, I just have one on paragraph one. She bought the home in 2003, correct?
Correct.
And you had a survey done?
Yes.
What was the reason why you had the survey done? When you went to settlement?
Yes.
Yes.
You found out then
yes.
that you were in violation, that house was in violation then?
No.
No. No.
It predated zoning, this house.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it was basically grandfathered.
Who was your builder?
David Jensen.
Jensen.
You have his address?
No, I don't.
Can you provide that to the office?
Sure.
We can provide that.
Yep.
For you.
Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Lewis? Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I think that because of the lot width, it shows some uniqueness to the property. I don't see where the hardship was necessarily created by the applicant, but our builder. I don't see where to alter the essential character of the neighborhood and the minimum to afford relief. So I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,313 and request that a letter be sent to the builder.
Can you have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,313 and a letter be sent to the builder. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Case number